Bonnville. What does the future of the town of Bonnyville's property market look like? That would be difficult to say, according to assessment specialist Bob Dodlin. Year-over-year property assessments for residential, non-residential and industrial properties in the town of Bonnyville have not conformed to trends seen by other municipalities. As a matter of fact, Dodlin, an assessor with Accurate Assessment Group tasked with assessing lands and buildings within the town, told council on March 14 that he struggles to find any trend in the town's recent assessments. While the town's property market seems to operate as somewhat of an enigma, the 2022 assessments for the 2023 tax year show some silver linings with a few anomalies sprinkled in. The town's total residential assessments came in at over $586 million for 2022, which was the first increase to residential assessments in Bonnyville since 2015. Residential assessment rose by approximately $23 million between the 2021 and 2022 assessment period, a 4% increase. Non-residential assessments in the town saw the opposite, a nearly 4% drop. Compared to the previous year, all non-residential properties combined saw total assessments dip by $13.7 million, now sitting close to $336 million. Linear assessments remained on par with the previous year, seeing the slightest increase to a total assessment value of nearly $14 million in 2022. Farmland assessments came in at $540,500, a negligible increase compared to 2021, according to Dodlin. Exempt property assessments also made a jump to $236 million, an increase of about 8%. Properties that are exempt include anything from schools to hospitals, municipal-owned property to churches and nonprofits. Some provincially and federally owned properties are also exempt from municipal taxation, as well as greenhouses. Roughly 84% of properties in the municipality saw 1 to 10% increase in their taxable assessment. Furthermore, Dodlin noted that 86% of the taxable properties in town changed by less than $25,000 in assessment value. Even though there was somewhat of a decrease in certain sectors, most of the properties aren't changing a great deal, he added. Within the town there are four classes of assessment. There is residential, which makes up about 50% of the total assessment base in town. Non-residential, which includes commercial, industrial sectors, highway commercial, downtown commercial, and the industrial park, makes up about 20% of the municipality's assessments. Residential assessment has been on a steady decline over the last 5 years except for this year. We actually started to bounce back a little bit, said Dodlin. Non-residential assessment has been on a steady decline, but last year it was showing some promise in where the market was going, but this year, meaning the 2022 assessment year, there were some sales that actually indicated a certain sector of non-residential had actually dropped. Dodlin pointed out that the change in assessment did not mean that market activity was necessarily decreasing, but rather the sales of non-residential properties within the year indicated that assessments had to be readjusted to meet what is conveyed as market value. Turbulent, that's the word that came with Bonnyville because it's a combination of economic times and then the COVID pandemic, it was just all over the place. Last year, we had residential assessment going down in market value, but the non-residential went up. It's just very difficult to get a year-over-year understanding, acknowledged Dodlin, speaking to council. Negative and positive growth. In a very unusual twist, the town's residential assessment base shrunk. Dodlin stated that while it doesn't happen often, the town saw negative growth in its residential assessment base. What transpired in the town of Bonnyville is that we had many demolitions this year. Demolitions of homes due to whatever the case was, fire being one of them. The total lost assessment accounted for roughly $1.1 million in the residential category. Dodlin shared that inflation and market change indicated a 4.3% increase on average for residential property value. Not every property increased by 4.3% in town. But on average, that's what happened to residential assessment. New construction growth for non-residential property saw a $1 million gain in assessment, about 0.3%. This growth was attributed to the new Inland Steel facility that opened in Bonneville. However, non-residential saw an overall 4.2% deflation in purchase price based on open market sales during the 2022 assessment year. As Doblin wrapped up his presentation, he noted that Accurate Assessment Group will be working with the town's administration to mail out property tax assessments in the next month or two. If after all information is gathered and reviewed, and a ratepayer is unsatisfied with their assessment, a formal assessment complaint can be filed, he added. Mayor Elisa Brousseau followed the presentation adding, "Last year, when you were here you told us we lagged behind other municipalities to get back to, shall we say a normal state, after COVID and now you can't find a trend and we're turbulent. So hopefully next year, you come back and it's a little bit more on the positive side." In the coming weeks, council will have to determine the mill rates for 2023 tax year. Once mill rates are approved, property owners will have the assessed value of their property multiplied by the set mill rate, which will determine their 2023 property taxes.